parler des soirs de vacances où tu t'invites à la danse et pas qu'à danser. On reste un peu tout seul à deux. Et si je regarde mieux, t'as encore du soleil au fond des yeux. Les soirs.
Welcome to the French Connections Tuesday edition. Today's date is June 12th, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and I'm glad to have you here with me today again for another installment of the French Connection. So much has been going on in the last couple of weeks, and this is coming out everywhere. There is not a single site that you can't go to now that is not anti-American government or anti New World Order or anti-something, but it is a madhouse of people jockeying and competing for the listener's ear. And I thought it'd be a good time for me to start discussing some other things with you, such as how do you listen and who do you listen and why do you listen to the French Connection and what is it that we're planning on telling you here to do in these times that are on their way. I think we're looking at an end game starting here. Right now, I mean, I don't know what date it'll be, if it was this week or next month, but there are things spinning out of control on the information side of this that has got these people very worried. And you can see it, you can sense it. So, what does a trapped rat normally do? They strike out. And you know, of course, they've been passing this information out about a possible attack from Al-Qaeda, which, of course, everyone knows Al-Qaeda's a fraud. And everyone in Britain knows it's a fraud. And anyone in America that has a brain knows it's a fraud. And it's an American operation with Israelis as principals in it. If you can just take a look at this guy, Perlman, from California. His father's a head top-level ADL member, and he's the new face of Al-Qaeda. His father's a chief of ADL, and he's at Al-Qaeda. That's a real yuck-it-up laugh right there, ladies and gentlemen. But, I mean, of course, the other thing that's been happening is that the nest, the rat's nest, the vermin over there, the Jones vermin who refuses to discuss accurately any of the events of 9/11's perpetrators, won't tell you anything about the Democrat Party being controlled by Rahm Emanuel and how his whole connection to the Ergun through his family, and they won't discuss Mulman over there at the Republican Party. They won't discuss the fact that everything is working and a Zionist bent, and of course they won't talk about the International Jew, the book from Henry Ford, or the Kostler's book, or they're even trying to marginalize James Ennis, this group. And of course you find out who they all work together with here. It's easy once you start pulling back the covers and starting to attack these people at their base, they start protecting each other. People like Kurt Nimmo coming out with a new article dated today, interestingly enough. But the article he's referring to was actually one of our responses to all this nonsense back in February. So, of course, Mr. Rivero out there, who rarely places any of the blame where it really lies, you know, he talks around the issues and talks around the edges of it. And even his talking about it has helped. I got to admit, it has helped. But there are so many things that this guy moves you in the wrong direction on, and so many ways that he's been working with the crooks, that I don't trust this guy as far as I could throw him. And frankly, ladies and gentlemen, looking at him, I probably couldn't throw him very far, so I don't trust him at all. And, you know, he recently came out about saying that that he thinks Eric's crazy for thinking the moon landing is a hoax. Well, I'm going to urge everybody to go out there and take a look at the evidence. Just do that and do it on your own. Take a peek at it. If your jaw doesn't hit your chest and then fall onto the floor, you'll have to look around for your lower teeth and everything. I'm telling you guys, it'll shock you into a standstill state. One of the interesting things was that the equipment that they were supposedly wore while they were on the moon would not have allowed the astronauts to enter the lunar module. They forgot a few things on the way to the designing this lie. One of them is that they couldn't get the guys dressed up in that outfit into the spacecraft. So Mr. Rivero, an ex-NASA employee, by the way, and actually worked in the video and filming department, the place where they've lost all those all the footage. There's so much out there that absolutely proves that there was shenanigans with that. And actually, a lot of people murdered about it. A lot of people put out to pasture permanently because of their opposition to the lies. And of course, they won't let anybody do interviews with any of the astronauts. Now, these are the people that are supposed to represent Earth in our latest endeavor in space, and they won't let anybody talk to them. And nobody wants to talk about the Van Allen belt, and the fact is we can't even go there today because we don't have protection enough to even go through this radiation belt that surrounds our Earth because it's too dangerous, and yet they don't explain how we got through the Van Allen belt back in the 60s. So, but anyway, that being said, there's other things that this guy pulls lies about, but he's still getting a lot of people at his website, not any different than Matt Drudge. I put Matt Drudge and him in the same category as far as drawing people. And he just deceives in a different way than Matt Drudge does. You know, Matt Drudge is in your face, right wing lies, and Rivero's over here trying to spin a different kind of web. But I'm going to ask you to take a look at it yourself. Dig under the surface, because understanding this kind of stuff is going to help you to understand where we're coming from. You know, everybody is attacking us. You'll notice that nobody has come out and tried to talk about Bolin's work. You heard Alex Jones talk about Stewart Air Force Base? How about Frank Lowy? Ever heard him bring it up? No? How about the relationship to Lowy and Silverstein and Netanyahu? Has he talked about it? No. How about the relationship between all of these liars in the Miller family and the Simon family from the Midwest? You heard him talk about them? No. How about the Crown family from Chicago? Heard him talk about that? Uh-uh. How about the people that were flying out of Boston that day and the transponder changing signatures over the military base that was sold, only private sale of a military base to private hands in U.S. history, to the same people who were doing the deal at the World Trade Center at the urgings of the owner of Estee Lauder, the Lauder Foundation. Now, Estee Lauder's family is the Mossad's biggest donator. They built a university for the Mossad, along with the help from another big crook named Frank Rich, the one that Mr. Clinton pardoned at the end of his criminal stay in the leadership role of this low-level nonsense that was going on in the government. See, and what they want you to do, nobody wants to talk about that. You're not getting Kurt Nimmo doing essays on that stuff, are you? Yeah, Kurt, why don't you start writing some facts, you potato head? And yeah, you know, you probably do deserve to live in a trailer somewhere in the poorest area of the country. Seems to suit you. But the bottom line is here, if you take a look at what's been reported by this group and what we're saying, there could not be a larger difference between the two. Now, if you're convinced that Zionists are ruling this stuff, watch the Money Masters if you're not convinced yet. And after you're done watching the Money Masters, you'll have a new perspective if you haven't already seen it. You'll understand that this whole scam that's being perpetrated by the Rivero and the Blood and the Nimmo and the Holmgren and all of this group and the Piper and all of them, they're all coming from the same marching orders. It's a nest of criminals. Now, do they work directly every day with each other? No, I don't know that they do, but they certainly certainly promote one another. They certainly aid each other's lies. And you'll even notice recently Alex Jones starting to promote Michael Piper. And I told you a long time ago the RBN and GCN link was absolute. They were working together. As much as they say they are not, they were, and they are, and they share lots of stuff, including logistics and information and hosts. Yeah. And they won't ever go to the Israeli connection the way we have the real culprits, the real people. Why? Because their whole job is to not let you get the real facts about who's doing this stuff. That's the bottom line. And so as we go forward with this, they're going to become more vocal and probably going to win converts against us, which is probably par for the course. But then again, take a look at what we do. We don't make any money on our website. In fact, we actually spend a great deal keeping it all going through phone calls and whatnot. But these folks are all networking each other and selling each other's videos and selling each other's nonsensical books that point to the wrong thing. And, of course, Piper last night saying that the death of this guy proves, in his car accident, proves that he was telling the truth about Operation Sinai. There is no evidence of that being true. None. Look at it yourself. Do your due diligence. I don't tell you take my word for it. Never take my word for it. Look into it. Just don't sit there as a lump and not read up on the things I'm trying to explain to you, because then, you know, you're going to be as bad about this stuff as anybody else who doesn't know anything. Your job here is to make sure you can confirm or not confirm the things I'm telling you. You know, if you think it's nonsense after you look through it, tell me so. But you've got to have cast a jaundiced eye about this information. Now, why do I bring this up all the time? Because this is really a battle for your ear. This is a battle for marshaling the forces against the criminals. What we want to do is stop the Zionist juggernaut from completely destroying the planet. And it's not just America anymore, ladies and gentlemen. This is a planet-wide nightmare being unleashed, unfurled on our world. And I believe that if these people have their way, it'll probably be more dangerous and more violent and more awful than World War II was. And just think about that, 60, 70, 80 million people croaked. They have no problem killing humans, these people. And the people being obfuscating on these facts about who's really behind it are criminals. They're treasonous. You know, it's the Mexicans. I was listening to Alex Jones just a minute ago. And it's the Mexicans are coming, and the Mexicans are going to carry guns, and the Mexicans are going to arrest you, and they'll shoot you, and they're going to be in the military. And I'm sitting here saying to myself, what is this man babbling on about? This is such a minor part of this nightmare we're facing. Why doesn't he talk about the drug kingpins in Colombia being Jewish? And then start looking at their links to the Zionist community. Or in Paraguay. Or in Argentina. Why doesn't he talk about the way they bombed their way into the leadership and control of Chile and Argentina? He never will. He'll never talk about any of that. He'll never talk about the sex slave, children's sex slave and stuff like that being controlled by them. The pornography industry, absolute 100% controlled by them. He won't talk about any of those things, and nobody else does either. You surprised? And of course you got this chucklehead Nimmo nipping at the edges, trying to keep everybody at least thinking he's honest. You know, the ADL doesn't like me, he says in his article. So that proves he's one of the good guys. Look at his work. Look at the things he says. It's superfluous in many of its conclusions. You see, I bring this up almost every show because this really is a battle to marshal the troops against the forces of world Zionism. And apparently we haven't been as successful as we needed to be because we could not marshal support enough for Christopher. And I feel devastated that that was the case. And apparently these people have had success in lying us and marginalizing us into a corner. Why do you think who would benefit from me telling this story? Tell me this right now. This is a good question to ask yourself. Who benefits from me telling this story on my radio show? Who? Do I think George Bush is involved? Absolutely. Mid-level. Who's above him? Kissinger. He's a middleman between the forces in Europe and New York and Chicago and Cleveland and Los Angeles and the industry of the media and all that. But when you get to the top of it, it goes back to the bankers every time. And what are the bankers involved in? Well, they've got their fingers in every pie now. They're involved in luxury goods. They're involved in Walmart ownership. They're involved in Monsanto. They're involved in the drug companies. Take a look. In every major corporation, 70 to 80% of the stock is held in private hands. And you're not able to find out whose hands they're in. But you find out through the board member connections, and you find out through the holding companies that are set up. You see, you look at the media, the chief executive officers. You can look at Renault over here, the second or third largest motor company in the world now, Jewish-run and Jewish-owned. You look at Vivendi Water. You look at U.S. Filter, owned by a company called Veolia now, a Rothschild business. So anytime they want to poison 60% of the American cities, they just dose you up. They own it. They own it. Oh, it's all there for you to dig out. And, if you listen to my rants, most of you guys go, yep, Hofschmidt, Smith, and Bolin, they know what they're talking about. And then you turn on the Internet and you think you've gone into the Twilight Zone. Well, then you have to ask yourself, are they worried about our effort? And are they worried about us exposing who they really are? And what the real facts are, you betcha they are. Look what we've been able to do here. I've said this at least a dozen times on this radio broadcast. 1,700 hits for Zionism when we started. Do it again. Do it today. Do it now. Do it as you hear this. Google Zionism or Zionist. See what you get. It was 1,700 when we started. Yipper. And our strategy of forcing these people into corners so that they strike out like rats and expose themselves like this guy Nimmo's doing right now, or like Mark Glenn did with his hit piece the other day, it had four or five major lies in it that were easily discredited. So what was his motivation? Destroy the messenger, ladies and gentlemen, because he was trying to move you away from the fact that they were murdering prisoners of war in the desert. Yep. And they're still trying. And you haven't bought it, hook, line, and sinker, because most of the people that have written me emails, and I've had a lot of them, said, yep, I looked at it, I looked into it, and you were right. Yep. Now, one of the ways that you'll also get a confirmation other than the Money Masters is go to John Berkness's site. Christopher John Berkness has some interesting audio files, some of them that we've done in the past. Go listen to them again and listen to his most recent one, and you'll find out the depth, the level, the power, the thorough and complete and unabashed control that these people are exerting on the entire planet. And then go and try to square that circle with what's being said by Alex Jones, or by Nimmo, or by any of these people. And then listen to what we've said about the actual people being involved in America and in Europe. The Brookses of the world, which we outed long ago. And the Walpers back in the 1960s, manipulating film And I watched a movie with Denzel Washington last night here on French television about a guy who robbed a bank. This will show you how much control they have over the lies coming out of Hollywood. And the banker just happened to be an evil Nazi. Not a Jewish banker, but an evil Nazi. And he had stolen money from poor, suffering Holocaust Jews and placed it inside a solid safety deposit box. And these people stole it back from this terrible Nazi banker. Talk about flipping things around, guys. Oh, and not only that, but how many times has Alex Jones told you that the Nazi regime was entirely and thoroughly financed with Zionist Jewish money? Huh? How about the history of this stuff? How about digging through it and looking at the facts instead of their hyperbole? Yeah, you know, Eric wondered, well, what are you going to say? I mean, if you come on and bring up these subjects every day on a rant, you know, they're just going to keep attacking you and you're going to spend all your time doing rants about this. Well, it's important enough because it's what it's really about here is getting you to finally or for the, because if you already know we're not lying, you know, you're going to get bored by these files. If you're a newcomer or you're somebody who's on the fence, I'm asking you to do your due diligence and look at my logic, look at our facts, look at the people we've exposed, look how we've done it, and then look what they've done. And then it'll become much easier for you to understand everything. You know, this is a frustration here, and it's actually a dangerous thing we're doing. And I got to tell you, I would rather risk everything than live in tyranny. It's something I always knew when I went in the military that there may come a time while I was in that I would have to serve myself up for to protect the country. I thought anyway. I didn't know I was protecting Zionist interests, but that's what I was doing. But now, for the first time, I know that I might have to serve myself up and my life up for freeing people worldwide. That's might be what they try to do to me. I may have to do that. But ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, you're probably going to be serving yours up, too, if you don't do something about this. Especially if you've been subscribing to the American Free Press. Sorry to say, but that ain't good. Yeah. If they're mailing that to your house, you're not doing good, in my view. But that's just between you, me, and the Deep Blue Sea guys. Anyway, on this stuff coming out right now, they're trying to float the idea that there's going to be some sort of nuclear attack on Iran, and they're trying to get a consensus about thinking it's necessary. And, of course, the right-wingers in this controlled lying press are all calling for that, and the left-wingers are trying to ignore it, or they're saying that it's crazy. But this is what they're trying to get people to actually stop fighting against. They want to do this, and it's astonishing that this is where we could be at this point in human history. But again, it's for world government under Zionist control, and there are thousands of facts that prove it. Thousands. And I'm saying today that if they nuke Iran, I'm calling for a full-fledged insurrection against everybody involved. Because there is no false flag terror. There is no terrorism in this world. It's all government-sponsored, Israeli-sponsored, British-sponsored, and American-sponsored. End of story. And if we have something terrible happening that more Americans are murdered, it will be our government, the Israelis, and the British involved. And possibly now even others here in Europe, maybe where I'm living. And those are the facts. And it will be a mass murder number two, just to get this thing going. Don't roll over for this stuff. Your life may depend on it, and certainly your freedom does. Hang on to the idea that if we all band together, if we all stand together, they can't beat us because they simply don't have the numbers. They just don't have them. Yeah. But we've got to get our police departments to wake up to these truths. And I'm not talking big city because they're finished. I mean, they control them. But get into the small communities, small towns, where these people have no influence or have only influence of media, but not contact influence. This is where you still have first name relationships with certain police on the department and stuff. Start showing them these facts. Let them see some of the, let them listen to some of the files. Put it on a couple of DVDs, CDs, and pass out a couple of the more mundane files that will help them become educated about these facts. Because when push comes to shove, we want them on our side. Now, I know they've all become militarized. Well, not every one of them has. Small towns are still, I think, within our reach. Big cities, goodness knows. But it's coming down to crunch time because I don't think they can run anymore. I think this has been becoming a torrent on them. They can't even deny any of it anymore. It's getting too much for them. So keep your ear to the ground, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm hoping against hope that that this whole thing can turn around in our favor. But until the next time, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling each of you, please do your part and be well. Bye-bye now.